MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A cash reward has been offered after a New Mexico State police officer was shot at during a traffic stop that happened on Tuesday that led to an ongoing manhunt. A man identified as Jovan Martinez and a woman identified as Michaela Johnson are being sought in the shooting. A $7,000 reward has been offered for information leading to the conviction of either suspect. The pair were traced to the Fort Sumner area, and Fort Sumner Municipal Schools were closed on Wednesday as the search for Martinez and Johnson continues. And New Mexico's judiciary is expanding its network of interpreters to help address a growing need for language access services for jurors and people in court cases who have a limited proficiency in English or are deaf or hard of hearing. In the 2025 fiscal year, interpreting services were provided in 87 languages in New Mexico courts. The five most frequently requested languages were Spanish, American Sign Language, Navajo, Arabic, and Vietnamese. Four newly certified court interpreters and four justice system interpreters were recently added to the roster of people available to provide interpreting services in New Mexico courts. With those additions, the Language Access Services has brought on six fully certified interpreters and a dozen JSIs over the past 2 years to expand coverage across New Mexico. And the Hobbs Animal Adoption Center is seeking volunteers to be part of the Paws to the Sky flight crew starting at 6 a.m. on March 11th. Volunteers will help prepare dogs for rescue transportation. Roles are available for every ability and experience level. Come and be a part of helping the dogs take off toward a brighter future. Call 575-397-9323 for more information. And the Black Tie Artesia Chamber of Commerce 100th Anniversary Banquet will happen starting at 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Artesia Country Club. For more information, call 575-746-2744. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.